From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud on Sunday in search of missing people. Now, a massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers in Colombia swept through the region overnight on Friday, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. The president, Juan Manuel Santos, visited the wrecked town of some 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help the families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes. Now, by tomorrow, on Monday, the United States and Egypt are expected to reach an accord on enhanced collaborations in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. In advance of the visit, the White House praised el-Sisi's tough policy in fighting terrorists. The Oval Office meeting will be closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Witnesses and relatives in southern Afghanistan say a pre-dawn bomb explosion killed at least 10 civilians, mostly children and women, in an area where Afghan National Security Forces were conducting anti-Taliban operations. It's not clear whether an airstrike by government forces or an insurgent armed retaliation caused the deadly explosion. This is VOA News. Famine is devastating parts of South Sudan, and aid agencies say an influx of South Sudanese refugees into Uganda is straining its food sources.
Uganda has taken about half of the more than 1.5 million South Sudanese people who have fled into neighboring countries, as South Sudan has become Africa's largest refugee crisis, resulting from more than 3 years of civil war. As the refugees flee conflict, sexual violence, looting, and food insecurity, highlighted by the recent announcement of famine in two counties of Unity State, they're finding that aid agencies are struggling to provide them with enough food in the Ugandan refugee settlements. The government of Uganda and UNHCR, the UN's refugee agency, work with humanitarian organizations to coordinate the refugee response at the border entry points, providing clean water and medical screenings that include examining children for malnutrition and providing high-energy biscuits for people who are likely malnourished. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A new study finds a steep increase in the number of women dying from drug overdoses around the world. And the report also finds that women are punished more severely than men for the use of drugs. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. The International Narcotics Control Board, which monitors implementation of UN international drug control treaties, says women get short shrift when it comes to the enactment of gender-sensitive policies. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women, but only one-fifth receive treatment. He says there tends to be a gender bias against women, as they often are punished more harshly for drug-related offenses than men. The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. It recommends more investment in treatment and rehabilitation programs, education, and social integration. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A large South Korean ore carrier with 24 people on board has gone missing in the South Atlantic after its last contact with authorities about 2,500 kilometers off the coast of Uruguay. Seoul's official Yonhap News Agency said the 266,000-ton Stellar Daisy was last heard from on Friday when a crew member texted the ship was listing or tilting sharply to port and in danger of sinking. The ship had departed from Brazil on March 26. It is an emergency, the short message read. Water leakage in port number 2. I'm Philip Alexio.